Cringe.
Yo, what's up, homies? Welcome to the podcast. We in this, we mad, you know, cocksuckers, we up in this, all right? We got your main man, the leanest, the strongest, the guy's gonna beat you up with your axe, that's Jacob. What's up?
Let's not lead into that with our with the first episode of this. I'm just a normal, average, skinny, white man.
No, you ain't touching him, all right? He all about this.
And then we also have the blonde, the beautiful, Eric.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm so excited. So Jake.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we haven't done this in like, what, two years or something?
2 years. Because we were like, hey, let's try this. And then we were like.
It was really fun. And then we stopped.
Because of tennis in high school. So,
Yeah, I remember because like, I was editing one. And it was in December. It was like I had like a bunch of tests. I was like, I shouldn't be editing this right now or something.
But now we're more responsible adults. So which I use that term loosely. let's try it again.
I don't know. So festive times, you know. Mm-hmm. What's tomorrow? What's today?
The day before Christmas December Eve. It's Christmas 23rd. Eve. Eve. It's Christmas Eve. Eve.
Whoa, Eve. Eve.
Yep. So if you don't know, the podcast is going to be, you know, nerdy games.
No, we don't talk about the Bloods, Crips. Tell them what's on the street. Got a bug 99 coming at you.
Anything that goes with nerdy culture, movies, games, comic books.
Is it nerdy anymore? I feel like everyone does this now.
Okay, yeah. You know, just whatever the hell we feel like, pretty much. So you came most prepared. You go first, Eric.
I came up with some ideas.
So okay.
I'm in high school.
Yep.
I had to take the obvious class of consumer ed. Just finished it because finals and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and we had to do this. There's this last thing we did, and it was the stupidest thing.
Okay.
It's like. I don't know, a retarded version of The Sims.
Oh, okay. So, like, even more stupid AI? Yeah.
Yes. It was really dumb. It was called, Live Your Life. Because, like, consumers said we did a bunch of crap with, banking and mm-hmm. investing and crying and stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I didn't do crying, though.
How was your consumers ed experience?
It was actually pretty nice. It felt comforting, writing checks for some odd reason. And,
check.
Oh, boy. I can't wait. I'll cash that in. And
I bet you will.
It was pretty much chill. It was a chill class.
Well, okay. So we went on the computer to play this mm-hmm. Live Your Life game, where it was literally just, like, you made your character. Call myself Eric Suspanker, as always.
Of course. That's his D&D character, by the way.
And you pick where you live, so I was like, easy enough, LA, cheapest place ever. And then, like, you do a bunch, it was like a simulator game where you just, like, you get gas, you buy food, and, like, you get charged with stuff. Like, you break your leg, or, like, you get robbed, or, like, you find 20 bucks.
Oh, wow.
So me and my friend were like, this is really boring, we're gonna make it fun. So we decided that we live in a nudist colony. Because they had like a lot of weird life questions. Like, there was a question where it was like, your neighbor borrows a tool from you and doesn't return it. What do you do? And it's like, then the normal response is like, you ask him, you just move on or something. One was like, you tell all the other neighbors to not trust this guy. And I was like, I'm a great nudist in this colony, so I obviously will tell everyone else to not trust him. I lost like 500 points or something. It was like the max, but it was totally. And there's like more questions like that. Like, I would say the most like douchiest things to say. Like, I would say like the boss. You're talking to your boss, and he says, or no, you find a new way of doing something. Like, new way of doing your job, what we should do. I'm like, just start doing it and give yourself all the cred. And or like you want a promotion, what do you do? I yell at my boss. Suppose I had a job. Okay, so you're supposed to last a year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think so far, Jake?
During the last 6 weeks.
Close. I lasted 3 months.
Wow.
And then after maxing my credit card, selling my car, I don't know, I donated blood or something. Maybe something else. I went out. So I'm like, so I move on. And like the next couple days, she's like, all right, it's due today. And I'm like, what? She's like, you got to beat the whole thing. You got to, or you guys supposed to finish your low guy today. And I'm like, well, I have to start over again. So I'm like, screw it. I just smashed everything. I just bought everything. I just like, I didn't like care. I got every question wrong. I just kept going through it. And I beat it with like 40 minutes. And it took people like 2 days and they didn't even finish it. They kept like failing.
Oh my god.
It was so stupid.
Well, you're a ninja. You're ready for life. It's great many adventures.
Dude, I don't know. I freaking hate that class.
I never understood that. How is that an insult? A tool is useful. A tool is helps you get on your way to the top.
No, but you, when you're a tool, you have no saying. You just follow everything. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, I just saw on a hot rod, because you know the part where the guy's like, I forgot his name, I'm saying Rob. Rob, get out of the pool. And the guy's like, there is no tool in this pool.
So, okay.
Dude, I don't know. Anything going on with you, man?
I watched the Assassin's Creed movie yesterday.
Oh my god, he saw the video. He saw it. Did it break it? Did it break the video game failures that Mario and Mortal Kombat has brought us?
If you mean by break, keep on doing, then yes. Exactly.
Hey, Jack Patillo from Achievement Hunter said it was great.
He is wrong. Come and fight me. Actually, don't.
He might belly flip all over you or something. Belly flip. What's it called?
I mean...
Truffle shuffle.
I could truffle shuffle his ass any day. No, I can't, but that's okay. But, it's not as bad as everybody's saying it is. Like, all the movie reviewers are giving it 1 star and all that. I would give it, like, 2 stars.
Oh, wow, a big step up there.
If we're doing it, like, a 10-point grading scale, like, 4.5-ish. Because, so...
No spoilers, watch out. People are going to start crying in the comments.
You know what? It's like any other Assassin's Creed movie. There is an app, or any Assassin's Creed game, I think. So there's an apple. Apple of Eden. And for some odd reason, I'm going to get bitched, moan, and complain about this because I don't understand everything with the Assassin's Creed stuff. The Apple of Eden apparently can cure violence. This, at least that's what this scientist lady thinks. She keeps on saying this throughout the movie. And this is my first major gripe with it. Every time she says it, she sounds more and more like a 5-year-old. We're gonna cure violence. We're gonna cure violence. We're gonna cure violence. Lady, do you know how 5-year-old that sounds like? That's like, I'm gonna cure mean people. It's just... You need to get more specific than that, or don't say it at all. Okay. And then, I went with somebody, one of my friends, Cody. We went to go watch this. She loved it. I did not. She
was
like...
obviously a basing.
But, another thing with the movie is that it doesn't explain how the Apple of Eden can map out human DNA, or where it comes from. And I'm coming in this movie...
It's not important. You don't need to know that stuff.
I kind of do. This is like the MacGuffin, man. I need to know how this thing does it. And then this old scientist guy is like, okay, I tricked my daughter, who's clearly in the Temple of Assassins, or Templars, sorry, excuse me, Templars, that we're not an evil organization. I tricked her into believing that. And then I went and took all the credit. Woohoo. And she's surprised by this. Templars, at least... Even the building looks evil. It's like, what are you doing? If you're gonna try to, like, be secret about this. You don't even build that big ass building that has jagged edges and like no feeling walls, you know, like that, just that flat white walls, that's it.
It's just rather bland.
Mm-hmm. And it reflects all the characters too, because they all were monotone. They're all like, oh no, the Apple of Eden is gone. What happened to the Apple of Eden? I don't know.
I'll get it back. Whee! And he breaks out of the class.
I got laid last night, Jim. You did? Yeah, I did.
High five, bro.
High five. So it's just... And then they added so many characters. And at the ending fight scene, a couple of them go down. And they're trying to make you care. And I'm like, no, I'm glad they're dying. Because I don't need to know all their names. We need to cut a couple of these people loose. And then they keep the Animus. You know, the machine that can see your past relatives or whatever. And this is when it really starts going down. Because the first action scene's really kick-ass. It really is. But they keep on... But when it gets really interesting, they switch it to what's happening in real life. I don't care that this guy's punching air. I really don't care. I understand what's going on. Let me see what happened in medieval times. I don't care about this stick of butter. He's really just a stick of butter. He's bland. He's boring. And I want him to die. And then the main two assassins in the Animus are, I don't even know their names. I don't think any names were said. Or if they were, they were said once. So the two main assassins, they're a boy and a girl. I don't know if they're sisters or boyfriend and girlfriend. Because they seem like they had tension between them. But that's how I interpret it. Cody is like, no, they're brother and sister. I'm like, no, they're boyfriend and girlfriend, because when they were both in the dungeon about to get executed, they look like they were about to kiss. So when I don't know the... When I don't know the relationship between your characters, you've done something wrong. And then, like, they were going in the history of the main assassin guy, and he's like, oh, his family died by the stake. I'm like, I wish he was too. I wish he died as well. Because this guy's boring. I don't care about him. What were
some good things about the movie?
Two of the three actions... Oh, wait. Two out of the... No. Let's see here. There was a couple good action scenes.
That's good.
But the one in the middle where they're escaping execution was boring. After like 5 minutes, it just kept on going. I'm like, okay, we can hurry this up now. Or, you know, let's have some plot development at least. Oh no, we're keep on running. Oh cool, you can run. That's cool, I can do that too. Oh, you're jumping, I can't do that. But, you know, that's fine. It just, another positive, special effects were cool.
That's good. I don't know. I feel like Assassin's Creed should have, like, the max special effects. Okay, I have a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
Did he jump in the haystack?
No, but he kicked a guy into a haystack and killed him
by that. I don't know, like, in Assassin's Creed video games, I don't know about you, Jake, there's the stupidest things. You can climb, like, the tallest towers and then, like, literally, like, hundreds of feet in the air and just jump off and go into a pile of hay and land fine. You're off. That's all good, you know?
Don't you know that's how you save everything in physics? You just carry around a bottle of hay, so when you're jumping off an airplane, you don't need a parachute.
You just find the hay.
Exactly. You throw it down below you before you jump, and then you jump.
That should be like a test run. Someone should do that. What if in the Assassin's Creed someone actually, they had like a giant thing of hay and they actually jumped out?
Another good thing was that we got to see the main actor's abs. That was pretty good. Oh. It was kind of useless though why he took his shirt off. At least, you know, with Wolverine and all that, it kind of makes sense since they're battling. But like, this guy just did it because Beefcake. And And then, you know, so that's my take on the movie.
It's pretty good, you know?
I suggest watching it if you want to watch it by renting. Don't pay the ticket price.
Dude, I haven't seen a movie in theaters, I think, since... Actually, take that back. Yeah, since the old Star Wars. Or the first Star Wars. The one that came out last year.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant the first, you know, episode one.
Yes, I was there.
Oh my god, I'm like, no. Alright.
Well, I don't know. Oh, shoot.
No! Oh, come on. Professionalism. As I say while I'm wearing pajamas.
Professionalism, alright? This is the trial. What's it called? Trial or pilot? This is the pilot episode.
Yep, and we're doing great. We're just crashing down right now. This is a great analogy.
Dude, people are crying in their seat. They're at home. They're at work right now listening to this, thinking, I could be doing something better with my life. But no. They're sitting here listening to two teenage boys cry.
Exactly. Good job. You made the right choice today.
Speaking of crying.
Okay. Good segue.
I don't know why in my list of ideas to talk about, I have a VGHS. I watched the entire thing again last week. I just thought, wow, this is like the best thing on the internet I've seen for web series. Because I always like how the characters are like, you know, like the law and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I don't know, how he acts and everything. I just really, really enjoy and all the action scenes and everything. And then the freaking Epic Mealtime Harley.
That's right.
He's pretty cool. I don't know, it's got me in the mood to make Lego stuff again.
Oh, sweet. I need to watch an anime series called JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Oh, wow. Is a you-know-who all over that?
Yeah. Austin is,
Everyone, apparently.
Johnny's pretty into it. I like Johnny. It looks good.
I'm, gonna start making my Lego stuff. Like, I'm legit gonna do it this break.
Sweet.
I don't know. I wrote, you know, my original script. In case anyone out there doesn't know, I've made a lot of Lego stop motion. It's pretty bad, but it's fun making it.
Better turn up.
The sun is moon. Dude, I tried to YouTube myself, and I can't find myself anymore. See, look, I think if it works, I don't know, will it pop up anymore? Because, like, I Google myself, and I won't come up anymore. Oh, wow, it actually works. Never mind.
Ah, you liar.
Okay, thanks, man.
You're welcome. I'm here to help, as always.
So, I'm going to attempt... Okay, what I originally started was my storage story thing. Mm-hmm. And I was going to have the final part I wanted to do before I graduated, you know?
Yeah.
But, I think I want to break it down into parts.
All right.
Like, episode 3 parts. Because, like, I wrote the original script, I'm like, this is a lot of stuff, but I can go into way more detail, which is what I'd rather do.
Okay. Do it, man.
And, I don't know. Let's see how well it works. I got my green screen working. I got my new camera I'm going to try out.
Oh, sweet.
And apparently, I'm going to try and hook it up to where I can record first and edit so it'll look a lot better.
Okay.
What happened to your Lego stuff, Jake? You need stuff, man.
Yeah, it kind of stopped. Kind of going to keep on stopping. It's not my calling. Writing D&D campaigns for you guys is
How was that for you?
Oh, okay. So let me fill everybody in. So I decided. I filled in a campaign for Emma, Mike, Matt, and you, Eric. A D&D campaign.
People we know and friends with.
Yeah. And I decided to do a D&D campaign for them. And after 2 years of development processing...
just letting you know, when we made the original podcast, he started writing this a year before that.
and then you guys come over to go do the D&D thing. I have a simple goblin cave that you all completely and utterly destroy.
That was so funny. Matt, one of our friends, he was was a barbarian, right? Or a monk.
No, he's a monk that keeps on ripping his robe off.
He would run around naked, literally just critting or doing massive amount of damage to everything in sight. And we were just being, I would be in the back because I'm an ex-spanker, just singing songs.
Because he's a bard.
I played my guitar. It was amazing. I think did I add to the comedic value there?
Yes, you did.
I wanted to make it funnier. That's all I ever want to do with D&D, because that's the funniest thing. Because, like, freaking Acquisitions Incorporated, mm-hmm. and I don't know, all that stuff has made me, like, want to play it. I actually love it.
So I kind of learned two things from our session.
Yeah.
One, do not make the story super serious.
You can make it serious. We just made it lighthearted. I like it.
All right.
How you wrote the story.
And two, try not to plan too much into advance.
You should, nah, I don't know. Because playing events is good, but like, you should probably, like, I think you should more prepare for like multiple outcomes.
Yeah.
Playing events is never bad.
So I'm planning on, I
got another part. We're doing another, I assume we're doing another meeting.
Oh, hell yeah, we are. It ain't over until the fat lady sings. So
that lady's constipated.
I don't know if I should say it or not, but I think it's going to involve trains.
You're stupid. Are we having a train battle?
I think so. I like
that's
the idea.
That'd be funny.
So I'm working on that. I have the basic idea down, but I need to just plan out how it's going to look like, and I think I'd be ready to go.
The only thing also, too, Matt and I kind of agreed on, mm-hmm. afterwards we talked about it, we don't want to sound mean, like, we don't sound mean at all here,
Okay.
You need to, like, control the situation a bit more, I think, like, okay. Not allow so many things, you allow things to happen, but, like, I don't know, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, I need to insert my dominance a little more.
Insert it all over the place, because I can be somewhat dominating.
I know, it can be somewhat submissive. I wonder why people think I'm gay. And,
now he's announced to the world. We need to say that. I ain't cutting that. That's staying in. Oh, my. I edit these, so I get to say what goes.
So, any single ladies out there?
Single advertisements out there?
Yeah, we need that too.
I'll put a link in the description to our business info. Hey, if Jacob Sagittates can do have all these advertising brands, we can too.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, dude, freaking. Okay, you know who that is? You know who Jacob Sagittates?
No. Okay.
Let's Jacob do Santoris, freaking. First of all, rest in peace, Vine. All right. Second of all, he got started on Vine. Mm-hmm. Has one of those one of the next, you know, like Nash Girl, the stupid popular page, hey look at us, we're models kind of thing, we're young and attractive.
Okay.
Looking.
Yeah,
he's like freaking 13 and he's getting all these stupid brand deals. He isn't doing it, he isn't like doesn't really have the, okay, I don't know if he has that much talent, but like he just like, I don't know, he just shows relatable videos and then does lip syncs.
Oh, so kind of like SoFlo.
Shut up. Don't you ever bring up SoFlo in here.
Okay, so we're already bringing in three enemies. One from Vine, Rooster Teeth, and... I really like Rooster Teeth,
well,
too.
I'll give it to him. He's done a lot with his life, you know? Mm-hmm. I just don't see, like, I don't see his talent there.
And let's bring up one more enemy.
Well, there's like, a... that brings another thing, freaking musically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's... You know musically, right?
No.
You've never seen Musical.ly stuff?
No.
You need to look it up, alright? It's literally, like, just kids... It's basically made for 10-year-olds from what I've seen.
Oh, sweet.
But it's for everyone, and it's just people lip-syncing to songs.
Oh, okay.
So never it's basically mind. An attraction contest.
Oh, okay. I can run. I'll be first place. Because I'm the world's sexiest man alive.
Dude, I'm freaking sad that my Vine is ending.
Why is it ending?
Twitter announced they didn't want to support it anymore. I guess it's just too much money, or they just don't care anymore.
But shouldn't it be making a lot of money from that? Like,
I don't even know. I don't know, man. Maybe it was like 2014 was insane for it, probably. I think 2014, maybe 15 was the best year. 2013 and like everyone started seeing it, you know.
Mhm.
I don't know. It's ending January 1st.
That's okay. I mean, I never got
it. It's not okay. Cuz Vine's awesome and like everyone's leaving.
Well, you can still make YouTube videos that are 7 seconds
insane.
Long.
I'm
sorry, man.
It's all good.
Don't worry, someone else will make another Vine.
Dude, what else do I got? I think I got like one more thing.
Alright.
Alright. Last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Matt and I, the guys we talked about earlier, we went to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And we played in a Pokemon tournament.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Did you get laid because of that?
Shut up.
Sorry.
You know it.
Was it like, the Alaskan?
Starting back... Oh, what is wrong with you and the Alaskan? I don't get this. You are so obsessed.
Matt told a fake story that he went to homecoming with an Alaskan girl and... I'm gonna keep on.
I think Jake wants to bang the Alaskan girl.
No. I want you.
Well, like, last year, around January, my cousin and I, we played a lot of Pokemon. We found this massive tournament around our area.
Mm-hmm.
We played in it. And we got destroyed, but it was really fun. So this year, when the new game came out, we went to prepare. So we played this smaller tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So we got there. It was. I saw some of the pictures. You saw some of them. Pretty massive, and it's just like mainly Pokemon stuff, and like a bunch of and 10 people show up, and out of those 10 people, two of them are freaking regional champions.
Oh wow!
Regional champions are like the third highest tournament. It goes worlds, the world championship, national championship, then regional.
Dang.
Two of them were there. My cousin played one. He's like. Apparently it was a giant dick because like he kept using hypnosis to play these guys to sleep.
And
it was me and the other guy pretty angry. But and he got destroyed. But it was pretty all right. It was all right. And then Matt had the freaking long the ref there. He said he had the longest game he's ever seen.
Oh wow!
It went an hour and 20 minutes.
Damn, that's insane.
Yeah, it was round because it was 2 out of 3 because there wasn't a lot of people there. That was game one. That whole thing.
Wow.
He said they didn't make the final cut, the top four, so they just let him play it out, him and his chick.
Mm-hmm.
And, dude, it was literally just they... Because it was two Pokemon, like, okay, this is Ultra Beast. It's just broken how good his defense is. You know what I mean?
No, actually, I'm not super into Pokemon.
Well, like, okay, this is Ultra Beast called Celestia,
mm-hmm.
where it's Steel Flying... And Ultra Beasts are, like, basically the new legendaries. Their stats aren't as good as legendaries, but they're just above normal types.
Okay.
Normal Pokemon. So, this dude can literally learn Protect, which is you don't get hit for a turn.
Mm-hmm.
Leech Seed, where you put seeds on your opponent and you just draw his health after every turn. Substitute, where you take some damage, but protects you from incoming damage. And then whatever move you want. I taught mine Flamethrower. Matt taught his Heavy Slam.
Sweet.
And it's literally just, you get in there, Substitute, Leech Seed, Protect.
Okay, yeah.
And his guy, him and this chick came down there. They set up everything. They both had Leech Seed on each other. They both had Substitute. So, and they kept healing. And they kept healing. And then they ran out of moves because they just kept doing it over and over again because they had nothing else to do. So they started doing Struggle where they, you know Struggle?
Yeah.
It's where like you hit yourself, you hit your opponent. Well, that chick was like a few PP behind or ahead, so she started taking damage first. So Matt won by like, I don't know, 20 health or something.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Damn.
Overall, though, it was really awesome. It was like a lot of experience. You know, like I had to help my teams a bit, help like figure out what's going on.
Sweet.
And totally not mention that it was the day before my first set of finals.
Good job.
I did good on my final, so it was all right.
Okay. Good job. Let's bring up another enemy. Let's get another enemy on us. So, in Boston, Brianna Wu, she's a lead engineer at the company Giant Space Cat with a K.
Mm-hmm.
She was an anti-gamer gator.
Oh god, that's so many words you didn't need to say, Jake.
Yep. And she's running for. It just says Congress for right now. I think she's still deciding. She was like, Bernie Sanders was pretty good, but we need to be even more liberal. Which I'm like, I thought Bernie was like the most liberal you can go without.
No. He's like literally like the, you know, the iceberg. He's like the top of the ocean.
Oh, okay.
The tip of the iceberg is Hillary, then the ocean is Bernie.
Okay, because I thought Bernie was pretty good.
Oh, it goes way worse. It goes way down. Oh, okay. Yeah, keep going.
Oh, sorry. Okay. And that's fine, whatever. Just your opinions on Gamergate. That's fine. We're not going to get into it for the pilot episode. But
that's episode two.
Don't make promises you can't keep. But she did have a poster. There was a couple websites that showed a picture of a White House looking building, and it says she defeated the alt-right, or no, she fought the alt-right and won, and now she's fighting for all of us. Whoa. Which I'm like, hold on a second, you're saying all people in Gamergate that weren't on your side were alt-right? It's a little identity politics, don't you think, lady?
What is Gamergate? Like, I don't really remember.
Okay. So, I'm just gonna say the facts. No opinion. Because I don't want people hating, true. You know.
We're just explaining stuff. We're just thinking about it, you know.
If you have the death threats, send them to me.
Leave them in the comments. I'll send Jake's email in the comment.
Send them to me.
Send all of his hate.
That's fine. I mean, whatever. It's the internet. But, so what it was, from what I understand, a female developer, and I think it was Zoe Quinn. I could be very wrong on that part. Her ex-boyfriend was like, hey, she slept with 5 people to get better reviews on her game, Depression Quest. And, well, this sparked up, like, hey, we want more gaming journalist integrity. We want better journalism in video games. That was the Gamergate side. The anti-Gamergator side was pretty much all the, what was it, game reviewers, people like Zoe Quinn, game developers, who said, no, all you Gamergators, or I mean, actually, before the extremists came in, it was, we don't need to get into personal lives, and we need more female protagonists. At least that's from what I understand. And then it went down to the shit show of both of them throwing de-doxing at each other. And then once the de-doxing on both sides started to happen, Anita Sarkeesian, Zoe Quinn started to say, hey, all you Gamergators are 40-year-old white virgin males who live in the basement. And I forgot who said it, but somebody said, it was in one of the big gaming review places, said gamers are not your target audience anymore for game developers. And it started to go downhill even more. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Just go with it. or actually, don't go with it. But then Anita Sarkeesian started to go to the news people and say, hey, the Gamergators are the ones that are becoming or being racist here, even though the other side is doing just as much shit as the other one. And then it just kind of ended. Because both sides started to get taken over by anti-feminist and feminist. And then it just became that. So, really, Gamergate was about identity politics and what you believe in. Gamergaters were like, hey, let's not do identity politics. Anti-gamer gamers, or at least some of them, were like using identity politics. Not all of them. There was actually legitimate things on both sides. I suggest to go look it up. And I do have a couple of people you should look up.
Like
Levitt.
anyone will.
Yeah. There is a developer called, excuse me for a second. I'm gonna just check to make sure this is the same thing.
During this intermission,
Yeah,
this
during.
podcast is brought to you by literally any advertisement company that wants to advertise us. We will gladly promote you. Thank you.
So Troy Levitt, he's a game developer, and he talks about Gamergate and his point of view. Now he supports Gamergate, but he still brings all the facts to the table to where you can make your own decision. And oh no, what is the lady's name? Oh no, Leah K. That's her name. Leah K. I'm pretty sure is another person you should look up for facts about Gamergate and her video series called Why I Quit or Why Feminist Frequency Almost Made Me Quit Video Game Journalism.
You be a video game journalist, Jake?
No. Or no, it's Why Anita Sarkeesian Almost Made Me Quit. That was the thing. If you want to get more facts about that, there is somewhat of a biased point of view called Argon of Sargon, I think, or Sargon. Sargon of Akkad. He talks about Gamergate, but he supports Gamergate a lot more than a lot of other people, so. And he can be kind of
Sounds like
divisive.
a whole big mess, man.
Oh, it was a big mess.
Is it clearing up at all, or?
Oh, it's it was kind of done to like 2 years ago, kind of like happened 2014, 2015-ish.
Yeah.
I think it's people are starting to talk about it again, so it might start up again.
True.
But right now the movement's just trolls now. So
I like it. Hey, oh, I can't. I should say that. Next episode. No, I
say it.
can't. I
Say
you
it.
get mad.
Come on, say it.
Thanks to our new president, you can do whatever. You can be as much a troll as you want.
Okay, well.
Hey, you made me
Okay.
say it.
That's okay. That's fine.
With that note, I think this has been a good trial. I think this has been a good trial run.
Yeah. So we made enemies with who? Rooster Teeth?
Freaking Soflo. I'm cool. Soflo, take you down one relatable moment at a time, all right? I'm
Hey.
gonna Nash Grew all over yo.
I like Rooster Teeth, though. I
Rooster
really
Teeth,
like
love
them.
us forever. All right.
Please, I'll kiss you. I'll kiss all of you.
All right. So, Jake, where could the people find you at online?
Online, for right now, I have a YouTube account called Brother Justice 12, and that's about it.
You can find me up, hook me up on Twitter at Vivid Turnip or Eric. I got that YouTube.com/the sun is moon. Check it out. Dude, I don't know what else.
That's it.
Stay black, cocksuckers.
Just stay lovely, all you people. Bye.
Have a beautiful day.